WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
While sifting through albums released within the past year or so, world music critic Milo Miles came across two outstanding world music CDs he wants to mention now rather than letting them slip away. He says both collections present international music at its dynamic best.
One sky was orange, some skies are gray, or a deep dark blue. That gave blue its name, a sky like a room at the top of a house, a most violent sky hanging low over water.
Guitarist, singer, and songwriter Arto Lindsay used to be a champion of the noisy so-called no-wave rock scene in New York. But he was born in Brazil, and for much of the last decade, he's been edging ever closer to the pop music of that country. Last year, he went all the way and made a kind of American-Brazilian album called The Subtle Body. It was subtle, too, and only blossoms with repeated listening. The whimsical songwriting strikes first, such as Child Prodigy, a punning meditation on the wonders of a baby, written by Lindsay and Brazilian star Caetano Veloso.
His own private man is as big as life. It's all after man burns in stripes so bright. He sees right through walls, right through the writing on them. 2 years old and playing those games. He's not tame, he's not slim yet. Feed him, give him to eat. Child prodigy.
Lindsay enlists lots of famously expert help on The Subtle Body, including Bill Frisell, Nana Vasconcelos, Ryuichi Sakamoto, and Brian Eno. But instead of star turns, it's an intimate album pulled together by Lindsay's humble, charming vocals and softly bouncing melodies. It's the most successfully Brazilian-sounding American pop ever made, at least partly because Lindsay never tries to give current American styles a Brazilian flavor. Lindsay shows a fine ear not just for what's tasteful, but for arrangements and licks that are right, however unlikely. The same flair animates the anthology Money No Be Sand, put together by world music pioneer John Storm Roberts. He describes the collection as Afro-Lipso, Pigeon High Life, Afro-Rock, Afro-Soul from 1958 to 1971, which means progressive pop, often with English lyrics, from Ghana and Nigeria. This is not cute, tidy stuff. More than a dozen bands perform with roaring fervor. The recording quality is rough, the tuning and arrangements a bit ad hoc. But every track is a compact burst of passion, more boisterous and plain-spoken than songs made nowadays. The Calypso-type titles say it all. You cheat me, you cheat me. Cut your coat according to your size. Baby, I tire. And the music just hammers home the message.
Take my advice. This is my latest calypso. If you don't want to go to prison yard, you want to live a happy life, you don't want no police trouble, all you've got to do just what I say.
Cut your coat according to your size.
You want to live a happy life.
Cut your coat according to your size.
You don't want to go to prison yard.
Cut your coat according to your size.
You don't want no police trouble.
Cut your coat according to your size.
Roberts has also tracked down fascinating highlife variations full of steely and sweet guitar work. But what always amazes me most about vintage Afro-pop sides is how brilliantly and vigorously they incorporated rock and soul influences. One rock crossover example from Money No Be Sand will have to suffice, but it's a great one. Guaranteed the finest Beatles cover you never heard, from the very popular Ghana singer Charlotte Dada.
Don't let me die. Yes, he does. And if somebody loved me like he do, ooh, he do. Yes, he does. Don't let me die.
Remember, money no be sand, so don't waste your dollars trying to recapture the good old days with another mediocre anthology of garage rock obscurities. Hear the turbulent excitement of the 60s interpreted by top stars of the day, half a world away.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge. He reviewed Arto Lindsay's The Subtle Body on Bar None Records and Money No Be Sand on Original Music.